Seattle and Portland. Meanwhile, a shutdown of Canada's largest airline has been averted for now. Air Canada and the union representing pilots announced a tentative agreement early today. And from Washington, this is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The FDA has issued a recall of salad products made at Reser's Fine Food Plant in Topeka. KSNT reports that the alert covers six different products made by the plant and distributed in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and five other states. Reser says they've received no reports of adverse reactions to the affected products, but the recall concerns a foreign material present in the salads. All the products included in the recall have a sell-by date of September 18th. Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri has been selected as the second base to house the new B-21 stealth bomber. KNBC reports that Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall III announced Friday that Whiteman had been selected to receive the B-21 Raider. Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota was previously named as the first B-21 main operating base. A third base, Dyess Air Force Base, was named near Abilene, Texas. A Kansas man has been sentenced for second-degree murder 40 years after the death of a nursing student in Garden City. The Associated Press reports that 23-year-old Mary Robin Walter was found shot to death in her trailer home in 1980. Her neighbor, Stephen L. Hanks, was initially investigated as a suspect, but the case went cold for 40 years. Hanks was charged in 2022 and confessed to the killing. This past week, a judge handed down a 10- to 25-year prison sentence for Hanks, who is now 70 years old. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the upper 80s. Light winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Speaking of the Kansas Book Festival, I hope you'll join me for KPR Presents later today when we'll be previewing the Kansas Book Festival. I'll be visiting with Festival Director Tim Bascom and Kathleen Morgan, who's the chair of their board. We'll also hear from Sarah Edgerton. She's one of the authors who will be at the Kansas Book Festival. She's the author of Daughter of Chaos.
She has to earn her magic. She can't just come out and she's just all powerful all of a sudden. But throughout the story, she has to participate in trials in order to gain blessings from the gods so that she can have this magic and be able to wield it and be powerful.
That's Sarah Edgerton of Tonganoxie. Her Daughter of Chaos is the first in a YA fantasy trilogy. We'll also hear from Jonah Green and Victor Wishna. They're the director and playwright of Tree of Life, a play that's debuting in Kansas City this weekend. That's all on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing September 27th through September 29th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Grieved the Lord.
In a new book, he says it's time for Christians to embrace LGBTQ people. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That and much more in the next 20 minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Then stay with us for To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up at 10 o'clock on KPER1. This American Life coming up at 10 o'clock on KPER2.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with highs in the mid-80s. It's 74 degrees in Atchison, 73 in Emporia, 74 in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan, and 74 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. We'll have a sneak peek at the Kansas Book Festival, and we'll hear from Sarah Edgerton of Tonganoxie, one of the featured authors at the festival, about her new book, Daughter of Chaos.
She has to earn her magic. She can't just come out and she's just all powerful all of a sudden. But throughout the story, she has to participate in trials in order to gain blessings from the gods so that she can have this magic and be able to wield it and be powerful.
Also on KPR Presents, a conversation with the playwright and director of the new play, Tree of Life, which debuted last night in Kansas City. That's all on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 in Topeka.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strangehamps. Documentary poetry is a way of blending poetry with journalism to capture the truth about our present-day reality. And today, a new generation of docu-poets is using it to say the things that are hardest to express.
What can a poem do, really, is to capture some kind of essence of a spirit in motion in the world, and with all of its longing and all of its past and all of its hope.
Rooted in reality, written with a keen observer's eye and shaped with a sense of song, documentary poetry is a way of telling the truth in an artist's voice.
My whole life, the whole life, everything that is happening, all of it is material for the poem.
This hour, docu-poetry. First this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons. Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 77 degrees in Manhattan, 77 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Do you ever wish there was a different
PRX? From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. You can also find more details on today's KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 76 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
When you start talking with people about the idea of poetry of...
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strange.
Knowledge
from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons. Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. We'll take a sneak peek at the Kansas Book Festival, and we'll talk to Sarah Edgerton of Tonganoxie, one of the featured authors at the festival. Her new book is Daughter of Chaos, the first in the Chaos Trilogy. Also a conversation with the playwright and director of the new play Tree of Life, which debuted last night in Kansas City. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We'll have more eco-apocalyptic fiction next on To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra. Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. Here's a big thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who helped out during KPR's fall membership drive by making a pledge. We're strong because of listeners like you. You helped us raise more than $270,000. If you didn't get around to making your pledge during the drive, our donation form is always open for business at kansaspublicradio.org. So make your investment today.
For a certain kind of novelist, there's nothing like a
PRX. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information is available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.